We invite you to close your eyes and just connect in with the softness that exists within you. We all have aspects of the divine feminine. We all have aspects of the divine masculine. But let us really invite the gentle sweetness and softness that permeates and radiates outwards from the divine feminine that's within us. And in that sweetness, in that softness, just allow a blanket of love to wrap around you. And this blanket of love is nurturing. It's very supportive of you. It's also a celebration blanket, because you are here in a new energy, claiming and affirming the sweetness of a higher consciousness that wishes to greet you and merge with you and meld with you and love on you and support you in all of your endeavors. Let this blanket of love be a permanent addition in your life. And let us now move across through this beautiful timelessness space that exists and connect in with Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. These are new times. Dear ones, this is the energy that some of you have been waiting for. And all manner of things might be happening with you, for you. Some are seeing numbers and signs, a lot of them, in unusual synchronistic ways, and they are saying, what does it mean? Should I pay attention? Is there anything wrong? Let's deal with that and more in this particular channel, which is all about the attributes of 2026 and beyond. First, let's deal with the signs, the symbols, the numbers. It's not an accident. If you are one to start to see these kinds of things, you're among the few that would, the light workers, the old souls, the ones who have come to do something, to make a difference, to be alerted that there is a difference. Think about this. If you have no reference from the kinds of things that I'm giving you, like channeling, if you have no reference, if you're not watching the astrology or any of the other things on the planet that deal with energy, how would you know? You'd have to start feeling something. Or perhaps you'd see numbers and signs. And that gets you to look. Favorite phrase my partner says that Spirit uses, made you look. And that's what it's about. Those who are seeing synchronicity, and that would be the double digits, triple digits, quadruple digits together on a regular basis, or perhaps you're looking at license plate numbers or something of this set and seeing the same phrase over and over. What does it mean? Got your attention. Synchronicity is one of the ways that the Creator, Spirit, the angels around you, your entourage, whatever you want to call it, that's the way they communicate. It would be to get you to look at something that's a little out of your normal reality. And that's the human being saying, what are the odds that I would see these numbers all the time and I wonder what it means? It may mean nothing except Major look. And major look means, what is it that you should know? There's something happening for you. That's what the message is. Take a look. Look up things. Start looking into the metaphysical world that you perhaps know or used to know or don't know and should perhaps at least take a look. When you start looking, because you have seen the numbers too often or the signs that you see too often, when you start looking, I guarantee Spirit will give you what you need. How can I be so sure of that? Because I did it with my partner. It's getting human beings to notice something that perhaps might be synchronistically impossible. To get a human being to notice something so they might then take an action with their free will. And in that, Spirit is waiting to show you something. It might be with another synchronicity. It might be leading you, because you want to look, to something that you should know. Did you get that part? Get ready for that kind of phenomenon. You see the numbers, you look, and I wonder what I should look at. Wonder if there's a message for me. I think I'll look at an energy system to see if anything's happening. So perhaps you'd go to the most common one in your culture, astrology, and you would find the astrology for you, and then you'd read it and go, wow, that's really something, because that really is happening to me. Yes, then I'll look at something else. Something else leads you down the line with free choice to find something you really should see. Perhaps you should really see that this is your year. Lightworker, what if this was your year? I'm going to explain something that I have not explained fully in the past. And I'm going to explain it because I said I would. In other channels, I alluded to it, and I want you to know. It has to do with what I will describe as dimensional matching. Dimensional matching. Dear ones, we present this in the third month of the year 2026, and here is a better explanation that perhaps I've given before of that which is happening that is amazingly beautiful to old souls. Dimensional matching. You see dimensionality in a linear way. You're in 4, you're in 5, you're in 6, you're in 7, not realizing that dimensions truly are not a linear event. It is not one size fits all. Suddenly we're in the fifth dimension, and you have this vision of the entire world having a big 5 over it, and everybody's in the 5. It doesn't work that way. Never has worked that way. And the reason you do this, dear ones, is because that linear part of you sees everything's in little boxes. Everything's sorted out. You've got numbers, they've got letters, they've got colors. And that is the way you see yourself as well. Generalize things that you do and put them in the boxes, and that's the linear human thinking. That's survival. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just how you think. Now comes something that has a reality to it that doesn't fit in that kind of thinking. It just does not. What would be something that would be dimensionless? Where would you go with that? I'll wait while you describe it. You wouldn't. You say, well, if it's dimensionless, it can't be real. Therefore, it doesn't exist. Or some other thing that shows you don't know what you're talking about. You really don't. Most humanity does not understand the awesome potential, even the physics of a matching dimension that matches you. How about that one? So let's discuss this just for a moment so you'll see where I'm going. This has been a difficult time. What started in 1994, called the shift, approximately 94, is a cycle that this planet has been waiting for. It's called the precession of the equinoxes, but it's more. That's the astronomy of it, and that's what actually got the interest of the ancients who do their calendar work and their energy work. And that's why so many of the ancients said, this is a cycle worth looking at. The Maya, they even identified it. When their calendar of 2012 dropped and a new one came up, they said this could be the representation of the highest consciousness that humanity has ever seen, if you make it. That comes right from the Mayan temples. That's their message to you, master calendar keepers that they are, if you make it. Hopi Indian nation said the same thing, with scribes on the rocks, if you make it. These are difficult times, even given to you as predicted by the church, who said that all of the difficulty would happen in the years of the 2000s. And here you are in those years. The difficulty, well, it might cause an Armageddon, the end of the world, and a rapture, perhaps. The rapture is full joy. That's what a rapture is, full joy. These are difficult times. You've just gone through them. You really have. The timing, the astronomical timing, has you coming out of the shift in 2030. It took 5 years to get in. It'll take 5 years to get out. Guess what year it is? It's the first of the five. It's 2026, and here comes an energy that's never been on this planet before. Now, I'm repeating myself because I've given this information many times in channel, but I wanted you to hear it here first. Matching dimensionality, I'm going to bring it up, and then later in other channels, I'll get more specific. What if this dimensionality that's coming to you now, this shift, will then look at your consciousness, which is also energy, and match your consciousness? In other words, every single dimensional shift is unique to you. You didn't expect that, did you? It's either there or it's not, it's for humanity or it's not, it's black or white or on or off. That is humanity thinking in a linear way. What if it was more elegant? What if there's an energy that looks at your actual consciousness and enlightenment and matches it like a hand with a glove? What if? Well, that's what it is. How am I ever going to explain that to you, light worker, that there's an energy that knows you so well that it's going to come to you and fit what you're doing, fit what you're thinking, doesn't push back? It's an elegant, complementary energy for your life. Oh, there's so much more I could tell you, and will. That's what I wanted to tell you. Major look. And so it is.